Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. I am your host, Dr. Gigi Jasmine. What should I do with my life? What is my thing? If you struggle with this question, then this episode is just for you. I remember having a frustrating time in college and later on in life looking for employment because I couldn't tell what my thing was if my life depended on it. In this episode, I will share with you 6 questions you can ask yourself to find your thing and to create the life and business that makes you happy. Stay tuned. Hey, 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 my name is Dr. Gigi Jasmine, and I am obsessed with all things personal development and helping you face your fears, shatter your limiting beliefs, and show up messy in this process of creating a life and business that lights you up. I am the girl from the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere who put herself through school, became an educator, built a real estate business, and wrote the book on conquering your past. Is there a subject that's off limits? No way. Mindset, money, abuse, mental health, family, education are all topics we discuss here. This is the place where you will learn how to be a happy, vibrant, curious, productive, and brave woman who built a life she loves. Grab your lime water and your favorite cozy pillow and get ready to take messy action. This is the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. This episode is brought to you by What is Your Thing? I'm sure some of you are saying, well, I wish I knew. If I know what my thing is, then I can really align everything that I do so that I can make the most out of every situation. I can make the most out of my money, the most out of my time, the most about everything that I engage in. Because I know what my thing is. I know what brings me joy. I know what I love and I know what I want to change. The reality is so many of us struggle with that question. And so many of us feel so out of place, so misaligned because we can't answer that question. That is why from time to time, I ask my kids, they are 14, 15, and 16. I often ask them, what is it that they want to do? They each have their skill set. You know, they love music. One of them is really into art. One of them is really into creating beats and everything else, and into writing and telling stories. But they really haven't find that thing that really encompassate or takes over their mind and their habits and their thoughts. They haven't find that, where they are so into it that it comes so naturally. And I know that when you have so many talents and skills, it becomes so much more frustrating because you feel like you're good at so many things, but not great at one thing. And I know so many of us are looking for that one thing that we are great at, we are excellent at, and that really brings us joy and love, so that when we partake in it, we feel fulfilled and satisfied and like we're growing and making a difference, right? But what we're looking for may not be so far away from us. I remember being in college and I was so frustrated because, Lord, I couldn't find my thing if my life depended on it. I changed majors so many times because I didn't know what I wanted, and because I didn't know what I wanted, I let my parents and other people influence me because it seems like my parents, being from the Caribbean, they wanted me to be a physician, a medical doctor. And I know going into all of these medical schools and really working with admission counselors and getting tours and seeing what it's about, I wasn't so much into it, but I was interested in so many things. I was interested in the medicine, but maybe not in that way where I have to be operating on people. All right. I was interested in nursing. I was interested in English. I was interested in the arts. And what my heart was telling me to do was theater and dance, major in theater and dance. But I didn't really have the background to really do that. I've never really taken a dance class or even a theater class. So I felt like I wasn't prepared. But it's like, isn't that what school is supposed to do, is prepare you for these things? But the majority of kids who actually enter these majors, they have already, especially dance, performing arts related majors, they have already spent more than a decade honing their crafts. So I felt so unprepared, and I felt like I didn't have a chance to really try out an audition for the major, which you had to do. I had such a terrible time. It was very frustrating. And I wanted to really finish college really fast, because I know, or they told me, that once I get my degree, then life would be a whole lot easier. And I wanted it to be easier because we were struggling. We were struggling, and my family that I left behind were waiting for help. And I really wanted to help. So I wanted to fly by the program and get things done, but I was frustrated. So I believe, I changed majors so many times. Once I was doing nursing, once I was doing English, another time business. I thought maybe business was gonna be the major, because in high school, I actually won a scholarship for participating in a business program. I took accounting and office procedures, and I liked it, and I did well. But I really wasn't prepared for a lot of the economics classes, which I had no background or knowledge for. So it was very frustrating. Nevertheless, I settled on criminal justice. I thought maybe, hey, the next best thing is probably to become a lawyer. And then I got intimidated by it and frustrated again, because I'm like, the only type of lawyer I had in mind was the ones I saw on TV. I didn't have role models or anything like that. So I thought maybe some other type of lawyer, but I'm not really well versed at trial lawyers, because that's what was really that I saw on TV that I was accustomed to or exposed to. But things changed along the way as people came into my life. I kept learning from them, and they kept changing. But it was really not anything that I wanted to do. And it was later on in life, as I explore different options, as I read a lot of books, as I talk to people, as I try new things, that I realize that, okay, well, I have to put in the work to really find out exactly what I wanted to do. What is my thing? There's no magic pill. You cannot rush through it. You really have to be intentional about finding that thing that only you can do your way. So I have 6 questions that can help you dive into that exploration to know maybe what your thing is. And I said maybe because you may think it is, and then as you go deeper into it, you realize, well, I like this, but not that much. All right, so question number 1 is, what do you find cool, interesting, challenging? You know, what do you find interesting? What are you curious about? What are those things? You know, it requires you, once you've answered that question, it requires you to really take a step forward and do those things. Do lots of different things that interest you. Do lots of different things that you find cool. Do lots of different things that you find different and interesting, right? I don't care what other people think about them. They might not think they are cool. They might not think it's worth your time and effort or energy, but that may be the best thing for you. So make time in your schedule to explore something different, something cool, something curious that brings some joy, that helps you to ask questions that you want to know more about. Because these things will give you clues as far as what you're supposed to be doing with your life. Number 2, what problems would you like to solve? We all have so many problems that we care about, right? And these problems, many times they are stemmed from your background, the trials and tribulation that you went through, those things might be interesting to you. For example, I am into helping women really be independent, financially independent, and getting to know themselves, because I felt like my mother didn't get to do that and I didn't get to do that. I felt like so many of our choices were restricted because we didn't have the money to really support ourselves and support our dreams. And I felt like so many women get abused, domestic violence issues, because they cannot take care of themselves. So I want women to be equipped. I want women to be ready to take care of themselves so that when they do have a relationship with a partner, they can be on equal footing. And that if a relationship becomes dangerous for them, they can decide very quickly to step out of it because they know they can take care of themselves. So issues like domestic violence, financial independence, setting boundaries, loving yourself, that is very, very important to me. And personally, I shared with you guys in the past that I was I was abused by my father. And so I care about these young kids who have gotten either physically, sexually, or emotionally abused. I know what that feels like. And I always want to do something to really help these kids. So I have all these issues. I care about eating healthy, you know. I care about education and how valuable it is. I have so many issues. Didn't I tell you so many issues that I do care about? And I feel like I have done a lot of these things. And they give me clues as far as what I should be doing with my life. And that's why I spent so many years of my life teaching. Because I felt like education was my gateway, was my ticket to out of poverty, right? My ticket out of poverty. So explore the problems that you would like to solve. Explore them. And see if it's something you want to take further, you want to take deeper, and you want to really take to the next level, because that is what brings you joy and that what will make you feel like you're making an impact in society. And you know, some of our families know us best and some may not, but the people closest to you may have a clue as far as what your strengths and weaknesses are. So why don't you ask your family and friends, what do they see as your strengths? What do they see as your weaknesses? Because if they can share that with you, you may have some perspective. You may be like, oh yeah, I'm a great cook. Yeah, I'm a great counselor. Okay, if everybody's saying the same thing, that may be a clue for you to take that further and explore that to find out, you know, yes, you may be good at this, but do you see yourself actually working that particular thing for a certain number of years? Because yeah, let me tell you, something may be your thing now, doesn't mean it has to be your thing forever. We grow. I believe we do grow out of our thing, but essentially what we're trying to do, the impact we're trying to make is essentially the same. We're trying to make a difference in people's lives. We're trying to bring other women up, for example. No matter how you choose to do that, you are still, the end result is still the same. So just because maybe you started out by cooking and writing cookbooks, right? That doesn't mean for the rest of your life that's what you're going to be doing. You will grow yourself out of that, and so many other opportunities will come your way where you will expand that work into something totally different. So your families can tell you what are your strengths and what should you stay away from, right? Number 5, you can ask yourself, what are you willing to invest 10,000 hours to do? Ooh, that is a big one, because sometimes we think, hey, we're going to dabble in here, dabble in there, and we're going to try this, we're going to try that, but don't really put in any significant time to make sure that we do our due diligence to know exactly what that field entails, what that subject entails. I mean, if you say, hey, oh, I'm a great cook. I think I could be a great chef. I think I can have my own show. I can write some books and I can do this and that or whatever. But then you don't spend any time cooking. You don't spend any time sharing your recipes. You don't spend any time really exploring ingredients and how to put things together. maybe you do it a couple of times and then that's it. So then that's a clue too. That is not your thing. Because if it's your thing, you will have that drive and desire to just continue and explore and be creative with it, right? What are you willing to spend 10,000 hours, okay, or to invest? I call it an investment because you will get to know yourself better if you spend 10,000 hours doing something. But if you find that you are enjoying yourself, you are growing, you're having fun as you're learning, as you are investing those 10,000 hours, then, ooh, that's a blessing right there. You're like, oh yeah, that is my thing. Because yeah, it's difficult, it's hard, it's challenging at times, but I'm having a blast. I'm having a blast. Believe me, once you invest those 10,000 hours, you will not go back. You will be transformed because you have put in the time to know who you are and whether or not that thing is your thing. Number six, I think this question is really important because we really become who we hang around with, who we spend our time, whether it is physical time we spend with that person or whether we read through books, we read them in books, whether we watch them on TV, whatever the case may be. If you spend time with that much time with that person, you tend to become more like them. So my number six question is, who inspires you? Who do you look up to? Who motivates you? Who do you want to be more like? That is a great indication to find out who, what you might like. Perhaps you see yourself in that person. Perhaps you see yourself doing the same thing as this person. And it is completely okay for you to be doing the same thing with that person. Because you know what? You will never be able to do it exactly as she does it. Or as he does it. Okay, Rachel Ray is not threatened by, you know, Julia Childs. I mean, she's an icon. She it seems like she started it all. Okay, she's not, she's her own cook. She's her own chef. She's her own inspiration. And I'm sure she may have been inspired by Julia Childs, but that's not, she's not her. She's Rachel. All right? And she has her own way of cooking. All right. Meryl is another chef, another cook that I enjoy to watch. He's the guy who goes bam whenever he puts some, you know, topping or recipe on something. He's different. He's different from Rachel. All right. So many women that I admire. I admire a lot of things in them because I see myself in them. I see a reflection of who I want to become in them. So I learn from them. So I ask myself, why do they inspire me? Why do they motivate me? What is it that they're doing I want to do? And why do I want to do it? So if it brings you joy, and if you see yourself in that person, then that might be a clue for you to really explore and find out what is it that you should be doing. So I hope you take the time to really answer these questions. Take your journal and write them down sincerely. Come back to them over and over again and really add to it. And let me tell you, you might also want to consider things like your obstacles that you face, the challenges you've overcome, you know, the atrocities or abuse and everything else that may have happened to you in the past. All of these things, your skills, your abilities, your little quirks, all of these things make you you. And that is why it doesn't matter if 1,000 people is doing the same thing, each of them will be doing it differently. Because we all have our uniqueness and we all have our own way of delivering that message that God has put on our hearts to deliver. So take the time to get to know you, because if you don't know who you are, there's no way you can help other people. Are you looking to get unstuck and unstoppable? Have you been searching to find your calling? Then the 4 Steps to Unstoppable Clarity Group Coaching Program is your next best step. It will help you to discover your true identity, your magnificent purpose, and your thing to create a foundation for you to light up the world. Are you ready to get rid of that feeling of frustration, overwhelm, and inadequacy? Then this is the program you've been waiting for. The Unstoppable Clarity Coaching Program will help you conquer your fears, limiting beliefs, and help you to take messy action from day one to become more of who you've always wanted to be. This is my personal invitation to you to discover a whole new world. Check the show notes to save your seat. I would love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools, and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action. Hey, 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 thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there and I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time.